Well, after listening to this, I'm afraid I have not much to add. But still, I have a few minutes, so I will try. Well, first, I would like to remind that this conference on the Internet of Things happens to be the first event of a week filled with many Hungarian presidency events on the theme of the future Internet. I'm of course happy that this exceptional week opens with the Internet of Things, and I encourage each of you to enjoy the full opportunities of it. It's worth mentioning that the IoT 2011 conference is the fourth such event taking place under the auspices of an EU presidency. After those in Berlin in June 2007, Lisbon in November 2007, and Nice in October 2008. I interpret this as a confirmation of and a tribute to the extraordinary achievements in Internet of Things research and policy, and the ever greater opportunities for breakthroughs in the years ahead. Rarely in our history have we faced the issues or the remarkable opportunities for progress that we today face. And rarely have we had in our hands the knowledge and the cultural heritage to meet both. 400 years ago, the British poet John Donne wrote that no man is an island. And today, when I look at the European Research Cluster on the Internet of Things, the so-called IERC, and its capability to harness technology and interdisciplinary collaboration for creating smart environments, I have the feeling that Europe reaffirms the truth of those words. This collaboration spirit must live on. It is a new standard by which we must measure everything we do for underpinning and reaping the full benefits of the Internet of Things. Now we must match this standard. We must strive to do what is best, and we must measure our success by what we accomplish not just for one organization, not for this or that interest group, but for Europe and its enduring ideal of democracy and human rights. I'm proud, of course, that Europe in this new century appears to be a leader on the Internet of Things, and that it sets high standards for affordable IoT-based applications and services that can contribute to sustainable economic growth, social inclusion, and better quality of life. This conference will highlight the width and the depth of the successful involvement of European countries in the deployment of the Internet of Things. Commitments will be reaffirmed here to exploit the potential of the Internet of Things for real-world applications in areas such as payments, cities, transport, M2M communication, and supply management. To address the socio-economic challenges of the deployment of the Internet of Things, to encourage participation and ensure inclusion, to promote trust and security, and to build on best practice. The governments at all levels contribute to these goals. The European Commission also has a role to play. Several steps have been taken over the last 12 months, especially the creation of an expert group open to observers from the member states and the launch of 15 research projects funded under the 7th Framework Programme. This new century is still young, but it has already witnessed astonishing advances in the Internet of Things. You certainly have heard of things like Arduino, Bublino, Patchubi, Sensi, Tales of Things, TouchAtag, and there are many others. All these Internet of Things applications, which each with its own design and purpose, extract data from buildings, environments and objects, and deliver related information, and which allow users to interact with those things, were born in Europe. We will hear today people stressing the need for Europe as a top priority of business and public leaders to create the conditions of establishing and maintaining a strong venture capital capacity. Nevertheless, we can be proud of the excellent work which is done in Europe, including the far-reaching work carried out within each of the recent and new 15 actions that are monitored by my unit. We stand today at a defining moment in the modern epic of the Internet of Things. The time is long overdue for Europe to confirm and strengthen its hold of global developments in this fundamental area of research. The momentum is there. The time is ripe for strengthening our efforts. Therefore, I hope that in the perspective of the AIDS Framework Programme, government decision makers in Europe can draw inspiration from the first achievements of European R&D and succeed in devising a fair budget for this field that will at last give true effect to, if I may say, our shared expectations. We can't afford to walk from our future. I believe that there are three key dimensions to Internet of Things today. The first one, we need to lay the groundwork for a new effort to develop and demonstrate advanced applications and services. The Digital Agenda for Europe underlines the crucial role of ICT research and innovation in achieving the EU 2020 goals of smart and sustainable growth. Building on the prospective achievements of the current R&D projects and the synergy which they establish among themselves through the cluster consultation mechanism, we can reasonably expect that future Internet of Things research will be in a position to provide and deliver high impact. The European Commission is willing to take bold action to transform the technical work carried out in the IoT European Research Cluster on architectures, naming and addressing schemes, on models for the governance, interoperability, security and privacy, application scenarios and pilots, pre-normative research and so on, to transform all this into innovative applications and services that meet the needs and expectations of the planet, of companies and citizens. As the Internet of Things is a vision of networks, services, systems and devices supporting us in our work and social lives or in business to control and manage operations and processes, we should begin to explore how we can harness the power of the Internet to augment lives, work, business and spaces in ways that add value. The second aspect I would like to mention to you is that we need also to explore how ICT can empower individuals to keep control of their lives, especially in terms of privacy and protection of personal data. We have already entered an era where organizations, especially web companies, collect a lot of information about all of us. Some of this information is personal data, other information is not, though there can be lengthy debates on what is personal data. Companies collect our information on purpose, for instance because they sell ads and they can get more money for those ads when they are targeted to us. We tend to instantly see the risks of having companies collecting our information, but we should also acknowledge that without that freedom they have, many innovations enabled by large-scale data mining would not be possible. Just think about the millions of individuals today who track themselves all the time wearing devices that use tiny accelerometer-based self-trackers. You know certainly the Nike Plus running shoes, and this is only the start of a new way of living. The issue with Internet of Things is that it will enhance the possibility of information collection about objects, and persons. Until now, information about identified or identifiable persons was collected in a direct manner through the data subject, and the processing of such information was limited by the existing management tools. This will change drastically when communication takes place not only among people, but also between people and objects and among objects themselves. The Internet of Things will allow connecting more than just computers and communication devices, such as PCs, laptops, or mobile phones. It will involve connecting everyday objects endowed with smart properties. Given this evolution, we can foresee that the very concept of privacy will have changed by the next 10 years. Some form of fundamental right to privacy will need to be reaffirmed by the government. This is an issue for regulation. But also by business, this will be perhaps an issue of self-regulation, or a mix of them together with civil society, and this is what I would call co-regulation. The key challenges in relation to privacy and data protection are likely to include what I will say now, risk assessment first. In this respect, the methodology recently developed in Europe for RFID applications provide indeed a sound basis. Two, the rights of the individual versus the benefit of society. Under what circumstances can personal privacy become secondary to the needs of the whole society? Three, transparency. Personal data is everywhere, particularly online, and through the deployment of the Internet of Things and cloud computing, such data could become increasingly difficult to track and control. Legislation may not be sufficient or even adequate here. Shouldn't we agree on principles through a co-regulation approach involving all stakeholders and at the same time to dedicate a special research effort to developing software empowering individuals, you or me, to disconnect themselves temporarily from their network environment. This is what we call the right to the silence of the chips. Fourth, joint privacy. As more information is collected about interactions among individuals and objects, issues of joint ownership and control are likely to arise. How to handle this? Fifth, assigning accountability. Who is ultimately held responsible? And where do we go to seek redress in a context where it becomes increasingly hard for individuals to exercise effective control over their data? For systems to provide adequate levels of, levels of assurance and protection against error, attack and coordination failure, and for humans to track the uncounted number of microsystems that participate in a highly dynamic, constantly changing Internet of Things. All these issues are complex, so complex, and it's now urgent that in Europe we begin to address them in a concerted, well-focused, and very effective manner. The third aspect I would like to mention concerns the underpinning research and dialogue to set up an effective governance of the Internet of Things. The complexity of the implementation of international network structures justifies the initiative of the Commission to trigger a public discussion in Europe and across the world on the governance of the Internet of Things. Let me share here a few pointers with you. Humbly, because we are just starting to address that issue. First, I believe that further research is needed to determine whether and to which extent the Internet of Things should be governed separately from the Internet or as part of the Internet governance. Taking into consideration the different stakeholders, the global society versus mainly private organizations, and the different perspectives. In one case, we deal more with registries, addresses, and in the other case, with identifiers. It seemed that separate bodies would be more suitable, notwithstanding the need, of course, for close cooperation. Second, one lesson to draw from the regulation of the Internet is that the way forward should be to promote a multi-stakeholder approach that is endowed with the attributes of legitimacy and democratic participation. Stakeholders should be seen as including businesses, citizens, and the public authorities. Third, any proposal for IoT governance should be worked out in cooperation with the relevant European and international bodies. While a global institution might be better for the IoT, the works of the European Future Internet Assembly could already deliver useful lessons within a reasonable amount of time. Fourth, a multipolar and decentralized organization as advocated in the conclusions of the Council in November 2008 would be better for making that we can address the needs of all stakeholders and for ensuring that the rules for the participation of the IoT are fair and firmly rooted in a well-established framework of values and principles. In particular, transparency is essential to support legitimacy and to improve the prospects of security and privacy in the IoT. And last, accountability in the IoT, based on regulations about the conduct of the bodies that will have to govern the IoT, with the possible support of standards, I insist on that, is needed to improve the regimes of organizations in their work on the governance. After this conference, let us pledge all our energies across Europe to realizing the Internet of Things. Let us show that as the eighth framework programs begins to be devised, the work will go on to move European leadership forward. I'd like to commend all the participants, all of you, at this conference, which I'm sure will be highly inspiring. And I would like also to commend all the researchers around Europe who are contributing so well to the fundamental breakthrough in this domain of the Internet of Things. Thank you very much.